Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this special edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists themselves talking about their hit songs. We'll also hear from Berry Gordy, and the show will be narrated by Detroit disc jockey Pat St. John. This half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, The Miracles, The Marvelettes, The Contours, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder.
Money was the first hit.
At the time I was broke. I had, you know, a girlfriend or two who were telling me, you know, how much they loved me, but meant nothing. Therefore the line came that your love gives me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bill.
Well, we were just a kind of like a small company then, you know. Most of the employees were musically inclined. So we all got together and we were in the studio, which we call Studio A now, on the boulevard, playing around. I was playing the piano and the idea just sort of came around, and Barry and Danny, they got together and did the lyrics on it. We had a small band, we had a couple of guitars and we had a small rhythm. We didn't have what we have now as far as instrumentation. So we used what we had the best we knew how and got money.
Berry Gordy remembers his first group, Ronnie White, Pete Moore, Bobby Rogers, Claudette Rogers, and Smokey Robinson.
My main group at that time was The Miracles. They've worked with me since the outset.
We got together as a group in 1955 or 6, I believe. We were in high school. We sang at different local talent shows and so on and so forth.
I was encouraged because I know whatever I tried that they would be with me. So I took a gamble on a record called Way Over There, which was the first record released on Tamla. This record was a mild hit, And shortly after that, we came up with a million-selling record, which was Shop Around by the same group.
Well, Shop Around was the third record that really made some noise for us nationally, but it was the biggest record that we ever had to that point, and the biggest record for Motown Records. It was the first million seller, and it really, really got things moving, you know. We were fortunate enough to come right behind that with some hits on Mary Wells and the Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman that kept the ball rolling in our favor. But Shop Around really was the first bang bang record.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Following in the spring of 1961, Berry Gordy launched more Detroit talent onto the market in the form of the Marvelettes with their first recording, Please Mr. Postman. Founder member Catherine Anderson remembers those days.
The Marvelettes started in Inkster, Michigan, and we were all attending Inkster High School. And they were having a talent show, and all of us sang like in the school glee club or chorus and stuff, and so we decided we would join the talent show. Part of the prize was that a representative of Motown would be at the talent show, and he came out and listened to it, and of course all of us, you know, he selected different ones, and then we went down to the company.
Friends so far away. Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Please, Mr. Postman became Motown's first number one pop hit. It was followed in 1962 by another number one, Do You Love Me by the Contours, produced and written by Berry Gordy. The group's Joe Billingsley recalls how they got together.
The lead singer at the time was Billy Gordon. Him and I went to grade school and high school together. And then another fellow in the group, original group, Billy Hoggs, he was in the Army. We didn't know him at the time. Anyway, someone told him about me and Billy, and he contacted us, and we formed a group, The Contours.
Do You Love Me was originally intended for The Temptations, as original member Otis Williams recalls.
Barry couldn't find us.
You know, he looked all over for us that day, and we were in church listening at some harmony from the spiritual groups, and so The Contours was there. And, you know, they got the tune, and it was a hit.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
That was The Contours with Do You Love Me, and before that, we heard from The Marvelettes and Please Mr. Postman. Before that, The Miracles with Shop Around, and we started off with Money, That's What I Want by Barrett Strong. You're listening to a special edition of Motown Memories. We're featuring Motown artists, their words, and their music for this entire hour. Well, coming up, let's hear from Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown's next star was a young man originally from Washington, D.C., who began his professional singing career with a popular group from the 50s, the Moonglows.
I started out in gospel. My father, of course, was a minister, and I of course, sang in the church, and I played drums for most of the acts in the early 60s because I needed money. And I always thought I wanted to be a singer. I still wanted to be a great singer or become that.
Marvin tells how he connected with Berry Gordy Jr. and went on to record his first hit, Stubborn Kind of Fellow.
That's an interesting thing because I had written a jazz kind of thing on that, and Berry Gordy was in the control room at the time, and he was listening to it, and then he said, well, now let's change a few chords, and we changed a few chords, and he said, well, now it sounds pop, man. Now I think we can get some record sales out of it.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
By this time, I was producing and writing songs for Mary Wells, including her third consecutive top 10 hit, Two Lovers. Mary recalls what the atmosphere at Motown was like in those days.
At the time, I mean, we were all children. And you know how children are. They'll just get together and if somebody write a great song. I mean, we were just happy people that loved each other and communicated like children. Makes me love him. I really, really
Motown. All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Mary Wells wasn't the only Motown artist on the charts in 1963. That winter, The Miracles and I were riding the top 10 nationally with You Really Got a Hold on Me, a song later to be recorded by the Beatles on one of their first albums.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The Miracles, Ronnie White.
At the time we were recording it, I didn't like it because it was different in as much as it had some things going on in it that weren't the way things usually go in songs and in records. But Smokey was very, very confident in the record, and luckily it was a hit.
Ronnie White discovered a Detroit youngster by the name of Stevelin Morris, whose vocal and instrumental talents were remarkable. Considering that he was only 11 years old, Ronnie brought him to Berry Gordy's attention, and Stevelin Morris became Little Stevie Wonder.
I started singing professionally at the age of 9, ever since I could holler, really. I did a lot of listening to the radio, so I listened to a variety of kinds of music. I always admired gospel music, some classical music. I've listened to all of the pop artists and R&B people. I was discovered by Ronnie White, who sings with the Miracles. Ronnie auditioned me. The following day, I was called to come down for an audition with Berry Gordy. My first biggest record was Fingertips.
Everybody say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah, yeah,
want me to. I'm gonna swing the song, yeah. Just a one more time till I come back. Just a one more time when I come back. So goodbye.
Fun, huh? Little Stevie Wonder. Take a while, Stevie.
Little Stevie Wonder with Fingertips Part 2, and before that we heard from The Miracles featuring the smooth voice of Smokey Robinson with You Really Got a Hold on Me, and before that Mary Wells sang Two Lovers, and we started with Marvin Gaye, Stubborn Kind of Fellow. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour we're featuring Motown artists from the 1960s, their words and their music, co-hosted by Smokey Robinson. Well, coming up, more of the same, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.